Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
There's another verse in Colossians. Put it up if you will. It says, he canceled the record of the charges against us. I could get so happy right here. I could run up that aisle and down the next one. We used to go to church in West Virginia, and them hillbillies would take off running right in the middle of a service. My wife, I married a hillbilly, a coal miner's daughter. We watched one thing on YouTube where one guy got so jumped, pockets messed up. Thank you. What would I do without you? The hillbilly ran up, jumped right in the baptism pool. And they used to take off running in that church. I tell you what. I'm so thankful that every sin I ever committed was nailed to the wood. Every sin you've ever committed, nailed to the wood. He bore in his body on the cross your sin and mine. And he nailed it there. He nailed it to the wood. And when he rose from the dead, he validated everything he did on the cross. For if Jesus did not rise from the dead, your sins would still be stuck on a piece of wood. We would still be in our sin, and we'd be as hopeless as a valley full of dry bones. When Jesus rose from the dead, he validated what he did on the cross. And now my sins are gone. They've been taken away. And I've been given the righteousness of God. And what he's done for me, he can do for you. Thank God. The gospel in four words. Jesus took my place. God demonstrated his love towards us while we were yet sinners. He died for us. I've been pastoring for 32 years, and I can't figure out to this day for the life of me why anybody could stand in awe of what Jesus did on the cross. He took my sin benign place. Every lustful thought and every curse word and every bad thing I've ever done, every hideous thing you've ever done, and he nailed it to the cross and he rose from the dead. And he says, if you want to be saved, just receive that by faith. And I can't figure out for the life of me why anybody on the planet would not receive his life and stay in death. Wow. The cross of Jesus is bigger than every mistake you've ever made, bigger than your regrets, bigger than your pain, bigger than the secrets you carry, bigger than the skeletons that are in your closet, bigger than your biggest sins. See, your badness is no match for his goodness. Your guilt is no match for his grace, and your sin is no match for his mercy. Jesus said in John 14, because I live, you also will live. Take a hand clap break right there. This is what Easter's all about, really. I mean, I'll take your chocolate if you don't want it. It's not really, it's not baskets and bunnies and eggs. It's all cool. My grandkids will have a basket with chocolate bunnies. I ain't hating on the bunny. I'll tell you what this Easter's all about. And I thank God he got us all to sit still long enough to hear what it's really all about. That every one of us without Christ are like a valley full of dry bones. We're alive physically, but we're spiritually dead. But when the Word comes, and when the Holy Spirit comes, it'll cause a coming together of what you thought could never come together. What you thought was hopeless, God breathes hope into that thing. What has been separated for eternity, God now does a miracle. And he began to preach. I said, Ezekiel began to preach, and miraculously, the bones started to shake. And they started to come together. Muscles, flesh, skin. And there they were, like a Macy's mannequin. Now they were put together, but they had no spirit in them. They had no breath. And so God said, Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath of God. And when he prophesied to the wind, the breath, Hebrew, ruah, the breath of God came in. Let me take you all the way back to creation. For when Adam, remember, was created, he stood there made of dust. He didn't come alive until God blew the ruah, the breath of God, into Adam. And the breath of God, the ruah of God, came into Adam at creation. He came alive. And when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, the ruah, the breath of God, like it came into Adam at creation, comes to you at your new birth. And the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead comes to dwell in these mortal bodies. Praise God. Praise God. One moment they were dry bones. Put the picture up one more time. One minute they were dry bones filling a desert valley. The next, take it down. They're a mighty army standing on their feet, giving praise to God. See, this is what a loving God does, everybody. I know some of you think he's mad at you because of all the crap. Can you say crap? Just want to make sure you are still awake. Probably never seen a preacher stuck on a $20 bill, have you? It's what a loving God does. The devil's lied to you, told you you don't have any value, you don't have any worth, and you don't have a future. But the God I serve, he puts broken things back together again, and he puts shattered lives back together again. And the devil has told you it's hopeless, you're cut off from God, he doesn't love you, you've sinned too much, you're a waste product, and there's no hope for you. All the life you've lived is about it, and you're going to die the way you are. But I come to tell you that the devil is a lie. And Jesus takes wounded things, broken things, shattered lives, and puts them back together again. When you look at that picture, you think there's no hope. What a mess. Is there any hope that those bones could ever live? Is there any hope that they could come to life again? And there's people here today. There's people around the world in the shadow of the steeple on this church that wonder, I wonder if I could ever get past this numbness in my soul, or if I can get past this emptiness. Oh, I'm happy for a while, you know, when we go play a game of golf until I hit my first shot. I'm happy when we get to go to the mall and get that dress off the rack. But the happiness doesn't last long. I mean, if you ever want to see a bunch of sad people, go to happy hour. Drop the mic. Doesn't last for long. But this is what Jesus came to do. He performed miracles. That spoken word you gave, Pastor Reuben, was powerful. Amen. Powerful. He healed the sick. He multiplied bread and fish. Turned water into wine. Don't say amen. Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. But the purpose of Jesus was not just to do miracles to wow the crowd. He came to give sinners their life back. He came to give dead people, spiritually dead people, spiritually new life. He came down so we could get up. Come on, somebody. I said he came down so we could get up. He died so we could live. He said it is finished so you could get started living. Ravi Zechariah, the great apologetist, said Jesus Christ did not come to make bad people good, but to make dead people alive again. There's good news from a valley. If you'll put this, there's good news from this valley I showed you. There is good news from the tomb of Jesus, and there is good news for your life today. But as I bring the message to a close, if we only celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and do not experience our own, we missed it all. If we only celebrate his and miss ours, we missed it by a mile. You can experience his resurrection power today. Again, I don't know why people would reject it. I don't. Why would people choose emptiness instead of the fullness of his Spirit? Why would people choose death over life when it's only the mention of his name away? The name of Jesus, the soul-saving, bondage-breaking, broken life-healing, sin-forgiving. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. As I get ready to close, I'm going to show you a brief video clip. How many watch It's a Wonderful Life? Have watched it? Raise your hand. What do y'all watch at Christmas then? How many watch It's a Wonderful Life? How many watch it every year? How many of you cry every time? You know, one of my favorite parts of the movie, other than we bring them all the money at the end, my favorite part of the movie is this. Watch it.
Clarence! Clarence!
Turn it up.
Help me, Clarence. Get me back. Get me back. I don't care what happens to me. Get me back to my wife and kids. Help me, Clarence, please. Please. I want to live again. I want to live again. I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again.
I want to live again. You know the story. It was as if George had died. Wife didn't know him. Mother didn't know him. Friends didn't know him. And he said he'd wish he'd never had been born. Remember when he said, I wish I'd never been born? And then Clarence the angel gives him his request. But he found out that his wish to never be born left him in a place of isolation, separation. Empty. And when what he wanted, when he found out that what he thought he wanted didn't satisfy him, what he thought he wanted, I wish I was never born, when he got what he thought he wanted, it left him empty. It's at the end of the movie, he goes to the same bridge. Help me, Clarence. And then he says, help me, God. I want to live again. I want to live again. I want to live again. And I wonder how many in the room today in this Easter Sunday morning, I don't know if this is the kind of Easter message you expected, but it's exactly what everyone needs to hear. And everyone who has received this resurrection life, this breath of God on the inside, wow, what a life to follow Jesus. If you want to just exist, all you need is food, air, and water. But if you really want to live, you need Jesus. You need his saving grace and his mercy. And he invites us to just come as we are. No, you don't have to clean up your act first. Bring the good, bring the bad, bring the ugly, bring the dry bones, bring the empty soul, bring the dead spirit. And God says, I will put your life back together, and I will put my spirit in you. And I'll promise you, you will never have another empty, spiritually dead day in your life. When the Holy Spirit comes in, he never leaves us ever again. He comes to make a habitation in our hearts.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131. or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.